From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, December 16th. Chico State's President Steve Perez sent out a message this week standing against anti-Semitism and gun violence. It comes after deadly shootings in Australia and Rhode Island over the weekend. The president called the violence unacceptable and abhorrent and extended his condolences and support to those affected. He also calls on the community to uphold diversity and inclusion and stand together against all hate. The Reading Area Bus Authority has announced it's switching to biodiesel to run its buses. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the details.
The agency's fleet of 16 buses will run on a common blend of biodiesel known as B20. It's a mix of 20% renewable biodiesel and 80% petroleum diesel. In a statement, the agency said the change will bring cleaner air to Shasta County and that it aligns with its longtime goal to support a more sustainable future for the region. It also said riders won't see any disruptions to services and operations. Studies by the U.S. Department of Energy show B20 blends can reduce carbon dioxide emissions by approximately 15%. However, in recent years, the benefits of biofuels have become a topic of debate in the environmental field. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
If you see smoke in Butte County, it might be because of fire prevention work being done nearby. Cal Fire has been conducting a controlled burn today and yesterday in an area between Magalia and Forest Ranch near Doe Mill Road and Summer Place. The agency aims to cover around 30 acres of land. Cal Fire says prescribed burns are essential for reducing fire fuels in places that haven't burned in more than 20 years. Regulators are considering cutting the profits California's major utilities can make. Aaron Stone reports it's an effort to trim electric bills.
The proposal would slightly lower the returns that utilities such as Southern California Edison receive, right now around 10%. Sierra Club attorney Catherine Ramsey and other critics say it should be far lower, closer to 6%.
We want to make sure that the rate of return isn't so high that this is just a cash grab from everyday customers and ratepayers to big corporate interests.
Utility companies say reducing their allowed profits would hurt investment in cleaner energy and potentially drive bills up further. Aaron Stone, LAS News.
Following a Supreme Court decision that allowed authorities to penalize people for sleeping outdoors, the city of Fresno was one of the first to enact its own anti-camping law. And as KVPR's Carrie Klein reports, a class action lawsuit is now challenging its legality.
Fresno's one-year-old camping ban allows authorities to arrest anyone camping on public property. This new lawsuit alleges that violates unhoused people's civil rights, and it accuses authorities of discriminating against the elderly and the disabled when making arrests. Here's attorney Kevin Little, who brought the suit.
People's mere existence is becoming illegal. And this is now even worse for the unhoused community, which demographics show is disproportionately elderly and disabled.
Little is representing two unhoused men who were arrested and prosecuted. Then their charges were dropped. The lawsuit asks the city to stop enforcing the ban and to pay damages to unhoused people who have been arrested as a result of it. City Attorney Andrew Jans responded that he looks forward to taking this case to the Supreme Court. For the California Newsroom, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
The Red Bluff Police Department has secured a grant to combat underage drinking as part of a larger statewide initiative. The department will receive up to $30,000 to fight alcohol-related harm through education and enforcement programs. These programs include things like fake identification enforcement and compliance checks on alcohol delivery services. Other selected agency areas include Lassen, Sutter, Tehama, and Placer counties. The grant runs through September 2026. And finally, federal authorities say they've thwarted a plot to bomb five locations around Southern California on New Year's Eve. The FBI has arrested four people who say they belong to an extremist anti-government group. Madison Ament of KVCR reports.
FBI agents arrested the suspects last Friday in Lucerne Valley, some 100 miles east of Los Angeles. According to a federal criminal complaint, the group had set up a campsite in the desert to test homemade pipe bombs. Bill Asaley is the top federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. He says federal authorities found a plan for the New Year's Eve attack at one of the suspects' homes.
It included a step-by-step instructions to build IEDs or improvised explosive devices and listed multiple targets across Orange County and Los Angeles.
The complaint says the suspects belong to an offshoot of a pro-Palestinian group called the Turtle Island Liberation Front. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
And those were your headlines for Tuesday, December 16th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.